coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Tapani Simayoki and it's my great pleasure to present to you another cantata by Johann Sebastian Bach. When I'm not busy presenting Sunday Cantata, I serve as pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, in the middle of England's south coast, not far from the cities of Portsmouth and Southampton. Our Saviour is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. To find out more about our synod and her member congregations, visit the ELC website, where you will find a directory and map of churches, key dates, and various documents to download. The address is lutheran.co.uk. Today is the sixth Sunday after Trinity, and it's one of my lucky days, because one of the cantatas Johann Sebastian Bach wrote for this Sunday is one of my all-time favourites. On this Sunday in 1726, which fell on the 28th of July, Bach presented two cantatas for the main communion service of the day. The second, Vergnügter Ruch, beliebter Seelenlust, BWV 170, was a solo cantata for alto, performed during the distribution of the Lord's Supper. It is thought that Bach had available to him an unusually gifted soloist at the time, judging by the music he wrote for the alto. Certainly, BWV 170 is a masterpiece, much beloved by altos both male and female, and frequently performed and recorded by them. We are about to hear it performed by one of the finest currently active male altos, the English countertenor Robin Blaise. The gospel reading for this Sunday comes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, in chapter 5 of the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's part of Jesus' restatement of God's law, the effect of which had been dulled by the traditions of the rabbis. In their attempt to build a fence around the Torah, to protect it from transgression, they had in reality protected themselves from the law. By pointing out the demands of God's law not only on external actions, but above all the state of the heart, Jesus unleashes the law on his hearers, condemning all hypocrisy, removing all excuses. Jesus said, "I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says 'Raca' to his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire." At the same time, the epistle reading from chapter 6 of St. Paul's letter to the Romans speaks of the power of baptism to bring about a new life in Christ through union with his death and resurrection. From this biblical material, Georg Christian Lehms, the court poet and librarian at Darmstadt, fashioned a sturdy and colourful cantata libretto. Lehms was only a year older than Bach, but died aged only 30 in 1714. The text for Vergnügter Ruch was published as part of a collection entitled Gottgefälliges Kirchenopfer in 1711. It consists of three arias separated by two recitatives. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. I am Pastor Tapani Simayoki. The opening aria of BWV 170 is surely one of the most delightful Bach ever wrote. Its subject is peace, and every note of the music exudes peace. Contented peace, beloved delight of the soul, you cannot be found among the sins of hell, but only where there is heavenly harmony. You alone strengthen the weak breast. For this reason, nothing but the gifts of virtue should have any place in my heart. The lilting, dance-like music creates an atmosphere of utter bliss, with an unobtrusive but solid bass line supporting the long phrases, first for the oboe d'amore, and then the alto. Die Welt, das Himmel. The mood now changes dramatically in the first recitative, which meditates on Jesus' words of law in the Gospel reading. The world, that place of sin, bursts out only in hellish songs and strives through hatred and envy to bear upon itself the image of Satan. Its mouth is full of snake's venom that often deals a mortal blow to the innocent and only wants to say Raca. Most just God, how far are people therefore estranged from you? You love, but their mouth proclaims curses and enmity, and they only want to tread their neighbors underfoot. Ah, it's difficult to gain pardon for such guilt through prayer. The sturdy, colorful language from Liam's pen is given an equally dramatic musical treatment by Bach. The music is full of diminished chords, striking intervals, and modulations to unrelated musical keys. Thus, poet and composer paint before us a strife-ridden, hatred-filled landscape of the world from which the Christian seeks to escape into the peace of God's kingdom. If the first aria was one of the loveliest Bach wrote, the second aria that forms the central movement of this cantata is one of the most remarkable. The words observe the sinfulness of the unregenerate world, not with pride or disapproval, but with pity. How sorry I feel, therefore, for those perverted hearts that are so set against you, my God. I truly shudder and feel a thousand pangs when they take delight only in vengeance and hatred. Most just God, what must you then think when, with their truly satanic intrigues, they so insolently deride your strict commands about punishment? Ah, without doubt you have thought, how sorry I feel, therefore, for those perverted hearts. Bach presents the words to us in a strange soundscape. There are only three instrumental lines. The solo organ plays the top two lines on separate manuals. The third line is played by the violins and violas in unison. The absence of any chords creates an oddly hollow sound, while the absence of the bass register leaves the music without its natural support bass. The texture created by leaving out the bass line was used by Bach regularly for special effect. Its intention here appears to be to depict a world of perverted hearts who have lost the ground under their feet as they drift in sin. Both the drama and the Bleakensein are replaced with a tone of greater warmth, as the soul turns from the sin of those outside to a determination to live by Jesus' command to love your enemies. Who would therefore ever wish to live here, when love is countered with naught but hate and hardship? Yet, since I am to love my foe as well as my closest friend, according to God's commandment, so my heart shuns wrath and rancor, and seeks to dwell with God alone, who is himself called love. Ah, peace-loving Spirit, when will he bring you his heavenly Zion? The cantata closes not with a chorale as usual, but with another warm-toned aria, accompanied by the full orchestra, including a solo organ part. I feel revulsion to live any longer, and so take me away from here, Jesus. I'm horrified by all the sins. Grant that I may find this place to live where I myself be at peace. Musically speaking, this is a typical da capo aria, with the opening two lines forming the first half of the aria, which is repeated after the treatment of the other three lines of the text in the second half. What is striking about the music is Bach's apparent refusal to match the dark tone of the words, creating a forward-moving, and perhaps forward-looking, musical setting, suffused with the peace for which the singer longs. Here to perform Bach's cantata number 170, Vergnügte Ruh, Beliebte Seelenlust, is the English countertenor Robin Blaise, accompanied by the orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, conducted from the organ by Masaki Suzuki. This recording is taken from volume 37 of Bach Collegium Japan's complete recording of Bach's sacred cantatas, released on the Swedish label BIS, and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com. Thank you.
und Neid des Satans fehlt an sich zu tragen. Ihr Mund ist voller Ottergift, der oft die Unschuld tödlich trifft und will allein von Rache, Rache sagen. Gerechter Gott, wie weit ist doch der Mensch von dir entfernt? Du liebst, jedoch sein Mund macht Fluch und Feindschaft kund und will den Nächsten nur mit Füßen treten. Ach, diese Schuld ist schwierig zu
That was cantata number 170, Vergnügter Ruch, Beliebte Seelenlust, by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by Robin Blaise and the Orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, conducted by Masaki Suzuki. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Sunday Cantata. I do hope that you have found it both enjoyable and edifying. I look forward to your company again next week. I am Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.